We were singing mighty good this morning. Amen. We're delighted to be here. We're delighted to see others here. We're glad you made it. And pardon my colloquial expression, I'm sure enough glad I made it. Mm-hmm. Believe it or not, I'm sure enough glad you made it too. The world is God's and the fullness thereof. And He designed it, created it, and designed it, that we might live happily on planet Earth. But we disobeyed. But He didn't stop loving us. He sent His only begotten Son to take our place in death. But we die a death where we rise again, because His Son died a death and rose again. But He died for us. And if we obey His Son, God has extended a joyous, wonderful offering to human beings. He has already said, let us know that we're going to live forever. So you know that. Yes, we're going to die, but we're going to live forever. We don't go out of existence. Because God is going to raise us again for the judgment. That's in our Bible, Revelation chapter 20. We're going to give an account of how we lived on His earth. And if we have lived according to His instructions, He has a blessed place for us to live with Him, His Son, His only begotten Son, and us, who are His adopted children forever. Forever. But now remember, human beings are designed by God to live somewhere forever. And at the time of what we read about in Revelation chapter 20, there are two places to spend eternity. The one that we want, looking for, and looking forward to, is the one that tells us that we live forever with Him in a special place that He has designed for us to live happily forever. No more sickness, no more dying. Isn't that good news? Living with Him. But He also has a second place. For those who live in this world disobediently to Him, you won't have the privilege of living in the place that He has designed for the children who lived on earth according to His will. Isn't that wonderful? He has a place for us like no other. Live right. That way you die right. That way you're resurrected in God's sight to hear Him say, well done, good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. Now come on up. I'll make you ruler over many. Now keep in mind, those of you who are in the audience, and particularly those of you who are visiting with us, and you see so many churches and you don't know which way to turn, understand, by reading your Bible, you can find the answer. Because He only sent one Son to die for one church in your Bible. Now, if you don't find Him building two churches, choose the one that you can read about in the Bible. Live right according to His instructions. So when you leave this world, heaven is where the Lord is going to be. And you will be too. And let me rephrase that. And we will be also. Isn't that wonderful? No more sickness and no more death. A colloquial expression, we'd just be beside ourselves. So happy. But let us live happily on planet Earth. That's why he sent his son. So that we can live happily forever in glory. Getting to know who you are and whose you are. Don't follow the crowd. Follow what thus saith the word of God. And did we have a good time last week? Hearing the word of God preached by the man of God. Plain, simple, understandable. And it's a pause here to say they have arrived back home safe. And they rejoice. They said that they had a rejoicing time here. And we know that without asking that what? We had a rejoicing time while they were here. And we thank him for that. Getting to know who you are and whose you are. The question this morning, do you know who you are? Do you know to whom you belong? Who creates you and why? Following the crowd that will land you in hell's torment forever if you don't study and obey the word of God. We have a church here and a church there, here, church there, church everywhere, church. Jesus came, lived, taught, bled and died for his bride. One church. And that's all you read about. If you can't read about it in the Bible, it was not chosen by Jesus. Following the crowd instead of following the Bible, you'll regret it forever. God says the world is mine and everything in it. Psalm 15 verse 12, if I were hungry, I would not tell thee. For the world is mine and the fullness and everything in it. So get to know the owner of everything. Seek you first, ladies and gentlemen. Take time in your schedule that you call busy and study the word of God for yourself. Yes, sir. Because when we get to Revelation chapter 20, every individual will stand before God. For him or herself. In this Texas text, Luke chapter 12, verses 37 through 48, you can read it at your leisure. Jesus is the Master who has returned to glory, but he's coming back one day again. To claim what his. We are the servants who have been entrusted by him to do his work. Entrusted by him to live according to his instructions. We have been placed on God's earth to live as God has commanded us to live. Be ready when he ever comes back. We know he's coming. You want to be ready whenever he comes. Luke chapter 12 and verse 40. Be you therefore what? Ready also. For the Son of Man cometh at an hour when we don't even think. Everything that we encounter. In the beginning time, God force created action, the heavens, space, and the earth matter. All things are created by God and for God. Mm-hmm. You said, did I hear that somewhere before? Mm-hmm. But when you read this Bible, did you read that somewhere before? Mm-hmm. Did you do it? Well, no, not yet, but hello. All things, again, are created by God, and we are created for God. For God. There was a season when the world and humans did not exist. The world was not in existence. It was spoken into existence. Isn't that something? The world and us are God's creations. The world in all of its glory was designed and created how long? In 5 days. And God did it just the way he wanted. There was no us around to dictate. See, I think you should have put that over there, and I think you should make this bigger. There was no us around. God did everything he wanted to do just the way he wanted to do it. No humans around to make suggestions. And on day number six, God created who? Man. Day number six, he's finished the world. Which means what? I don't need no help. Pardon the colloquialism. In his image, after his likeness. And he did everything according to his likeness. He created, in creating, this place called the world. And then in Genesis, Jesus lets us know, because he's everywhere, the Father's everywhere in the world. He didn't stay, he came to do what he did, creating the earth. Then he let us know that he's turning over all of this to y'all, to you all, the earth and the fullness thereof. Being created, and he created, and we were created in God's image and after his likeness. And we share, though not perfectly, in a small way, in God's nature. That is, in his communicable attributes called life, personality, able to speak language. Humans have the capacity for spiritual fellowship also. You know where I'm going there, don't you? Spiritual fellowship with God. We were created by God for God. Don't ever forget that. God communes with his created males and females in many different ways. He gives instructions to us. Why? Because we are here. And we need to know his expectations for us. Created by him on and living on his earth. Question. To those of you who are still awake, do you know why you're here? Do you know why God blessed you to be born? And you are on planet Earth? What is God, or our God? No, is God expecting from us? His expectations are that we will seek him first and put him first and live according to his instructions on his planet. That's pretty clear, isn't it? For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by God, for God. And he is before everything. You said, didn't I hear this before? Well, why didn't you do it? Why didn't you do it? God has expectations from that of those that he created. When he created the sun, he expected the sun to shine and stay where it's supposed to be. When he put the stars in the atmosphere, he expect them to still do what they do. And it was no exception when he created man and woman, male and female, expected us to follow his mandates. He is before all things, and by him all things consist or is held together. In 5 days, God created the universe. On day number 6, you know what he did? He created us. Well, why didn't he do that on day number 5? So that when he got ready to create the world, we could give him some suggestions. He didn't need any suggestions from us. In 5 days, he created the universe. Day number 6, human beings were created by him. And there's another him. But a word in front of the next him is what? By him and for him. Take the time, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, take the time to study the Word of God, so that we will be able to know the will of God and proceed to do it. Ask yourself the question, if you choose, if I had all of this, would I invite you to come and live with me? If I had all of this, the whole world, and could invite you, would you come and stay in the world that I'm inviting you to come to? Brothers and sisters, God warns us ahead of time. The difference between obedience and disobedience. He didn't have to give us this Bible. He didn't have to send his son. Because we sinned early on when we read the Bible. One creature, two creatures. All the creatures on the earth, all the human creatures on the earth was two. When sin started, God could have wiped them out and started all over again. But God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. God did not give his only begotten Son for the stars. He didn't give his only begotten Son because we have grass on the earth. God gave his only begotten Son because we are human beings created in his image and after his likeness. And the least that we can do is to make sure that I know the will of God and make sure that I obey the will of God. Amen. Because he didn't annihilate us and start all over again. He gave us a plan for redemption. I created you because I wanted to have you and to live with you and to you, for you to know me and me to know you. Amen. Are we too busy? Are we too excited with what he has created for us? Are we too busy for him who creates, has created everything, and has also said that I prepared a place for you to live with me forever? Are we too busy for this kind of God? Well, they stay too long. You don't say that about staying on your job. You don't say that about if you go to heaven. You don't say that about heaven. It's too long in heaven. There's no excitement here. All excitement is in here. Oh. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, the Bible was not created just for us to have something to read. It was created because of God's love. The world was created because of God's love. God was the world, and we were created because God loves us and wants us. He wants us to live for him and with him. Why is it so hard for me to understand that? For human beings, when I say me, I'm not talking about me, but for human beings. God loves you. It doesn't matter who don't love you, God loves you. He has, if you remember the Church of Christ, that reminds me. Jesus, his son, came to live on a planet earth to prepare us so that we could one day, when we leave planet earth, we could come and live with him. That's how much God wants us to come and live with him. But we must want to go and live with him. It's not enough for him to want us to come and live with him. We as human beings have the decision to make. God doesn't make us come to live with him. But he has created for us to come and live with him forever. Ain't that good news? Created us in God's image means that humans share, even though imperfectly and finitely, in God's nature. That is, in his communicable attributes, life's personality, truth, wisdom, love. We have the ability for all of that. Humans have the capacity for spiritual fellowship with God. That's how wonderfully we have been created. Much is given by God, and as a result, he has the privilege to expect much from those whom he has created. God communes with his created males and females in many different ways, gives instructions. And as I said heretofore, everything was created by him, for him. Where are you this morning? Where are you this morning? We are rapidly coming to the close of another year. I think we have about 2.5 more months on the calendar. And this year will be history. How many years, weeks, days is it going to come for some of us to straighten up and fly right and to let God know that I want one day to come and live with you forever. Happily. Where are you this morning? There's a phrase that we use. It's called your calling and election. God did all of his creating of the world before he created who the world was going to be for. He knew. He knew who. He knew how we were going to be created, what capacities we would have. He sent his son to die for us when we disobeyed. His son came, lived, taught, died for us, went on back to glory. But God created us. He knew and he knows our capabilities. God knows that we can live according to his instructions. He wants us to live heavily. He wants us to live happily. The plan or design that he has created for us, this holy book, the Bible, lets us know what that plan is and how he wants us to live on his earth. He created it. He created us. Surely he knows how to create us, and surely he knows what to tell us, how to tell us, how to give us the message. God does not make mistakes. Therefore, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, 1, let us hear his word, believe his word, repent of our sins, and acknowledge his son as the Son of God, and be buried in water baptism for the remission and for the forgiveness of your sins. If you've already done that, that means that you have been adopted as a child of God. You're a Christian. He has added you to his church, the Church of Christ. And if you live according to his instructions, guess what? We'll never die again. Living according to his instructions, we died, leave this world, judgment day, come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Did you hear that? The kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Take your time and read some of the verses, latter verses of the book of Revelation regarding home place for those who live according to God's instructions. Closing. Think. When Van disobeyed, what did God do? He only had 2 human beings on planet Earth. When they disobeyed, you know what? When we go back and read the text, only two on planet Earth disobeyed him. Why not? They've seen what I've created for them. Why not just wipe those off? Created another two. They could have done that. But he loves you so much that he didn't do that. Do we love him enough to obey him, to obey his word and live for him on planet Earth? Are you a Christian? Are you a child of God? Have you been adopted by God? Have you obeyed the gospel? The gospel was preached, as we said, heretofore in Acts chapter 1. Started in Acts chapter 1, but it really heated up in Acts chapter 2. There was thousands that heard the message for the first time on planet Earth. Many of them that heard the message, particularly when Peter came to that point where he said, God has made that same Jesus that you all crucified 30, 50 days ago, both Lord. They were pricked and shocked in their hearts and said to Peter and to the rest of the apostles, what shall we do? We realize we killed Jesus. We're sinners. Peter never mentions prayer. Prayer does not give you a connection with God. Prayer is for those who are already connected with God. Peter says, repent, be sorry for what you did. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you shall inherit the kingdom of heaven. How many heard his word, believed it, received it, and obeyed it? About 3,000 souls obeyed the gospel the first time it was preached on planet Earth. About 3,000 souls. Where are you this morning? And God added them to the church. That's what the Bible says. Last verse of Acts chapter 2. And the Lord added them to the church. The church, not the churches. The Lord only established one church. And your Bible says it's the church of Christ. Well, I want to shop around. What if you die shopping around? God only has one church on planet Earth. Make your calling at election sure. How do I do that, preacher? I just told you. 3 or 4 minutes ago. Maybe a little bit longer. To hear the truth that we'll preach to you this morning about the one church, the church of Christ. To believe it, to have faith in God, Jesus Christ and his Son. Hear, you heard it. Believe it. Repent. What do you mean, repent? Be godly sorrowful for the sins that you've committed in your life. I'm sorry, I've sinned against God. Acknowledge Jesus Christ. Confess. Hear, believe, repent. Confess Jesus to be the Son of God. Do you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God? And then be buried in water baptism for the forgiveness of every sin you have ever committed. And you know what God will do? God will adopt you. He will add you to his spiritual family. That's it. Hear, believe, repent, confess, and be baptized. You can go home today to your earthly home, unless you're called otherwise, a child of God. When you pray, he hears the prayers of his children. Hear, believe, repent, confess, and be baptized. You've already heard. Prayerfully, you believed. You've already gotten sorrowful for the sins that you've committed since you've been put into the world. And you come forward, you will be asked, do you believe with all of your heart that Jesus Christ is the Son of God? If you answer yes, that means that you made a confession of the faith, your faith in Jesus Christ, and then be buried in water baptism for the remission of your sins. And God adds you. He adopts you as his child. Is that simple? Can that be done? We've already helped, given you some help. You don't have to go anywhere to get the water. We have that already. You don't have to go anywhere to bring some wet clothes you want to get wet. We have that already also. Well, what about the temperature? You don't want to know about the temperature. Because if you miss this temperature, you're going to get another temperature that you won't like. Hear, believe, repent, confess, and be baptized. Baptismal garments are ready. The question is, are you ready to give your life? And then to help somebody else. God doesn't just save me for me. He wants me to live the life so that I can and endeavor to help others by the life that I live. Make your calling and election sure. You're already in the body and you're not faithful. Renew your covenant. You don't have to go through that. Renew your covenant. Just ask the church to pray for your forgiveness. You're sorry for the sins that you've committed. Come to Jesus. Right now, as we together stand and sing the song that's been selected.
You've been to Jesus for the cleansing power. Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in his grace? This hour, are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless, are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
Heaven is the place you want to go when you leave this world. God paid a high price so that we could get a ticket to go to heaven forever. And it's one that any sane human being can have. Hear the gospel, believe it, repent of your sins. Acknowledge Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. You come forward, you'll be asked one question. Do you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God? You answer in the affirmative, then you will be buried in water baptism. And God then adds you to his family, the Church of Christ, to live a life that is pleasing and acceptable unto him. What makes you hesitate? You say, well, I'm going to wait a while. You know you're not going to die till you get ready to die. You don't know. You're trying to scare me, Peter? No, I'm just trying to get you to think like you have a whole lot of good sense. You've heard the gospel. Believe it. Repent of your sins. Sorry for the sins of things I've done that was wrong in the sight of God. Come forward. You'll be asked the question, do you believe with all of your heart that Jesus Christ is the Son of God? You answer in the affirmative, yes, I do. And then you'll be buried in water baptism for the forgiveness of your sins. That's how simple it is. That's how easy it is to be added to the family of God. And at the judgment, you say, yes, no, no. If you die in that state, God says in his Bible, where I am, you can't come. And there's only two destinations in eternity. One is heaven, and the other one starts with the same letter. But you can miss, you can spell it quick. Hell. Your choice, heaven or hell. That's the choice that you're making this morning. If you're in this assembly and you're not a member of the Church of Christ, what are you choosing? Heaven or hell? But it's your choice to make. We're going to sing one more stanza. pray, God, that you'll make a wise decision.
Are you walking daily by the Savior's side? Are you washed in the blood
of the Lamb?
Do you rest each moment in the crucified? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
You may be seated.
Are you washed in the blood?
In the soul, cleansing blood of the Lamb.
Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
As we live in this world,